Time for the KSL in-depth. So do you realize the West Davis Corridor is opening next week, well ahead of schedule? This is a limited access highway that runs along the desert near the Great Salt Lake in Davis County. Joining me live, UDOT spokesperson Mitch Shaw. Mitch, you guys must be excited about this.
Yeah, we are very excited. This has been a long time coming. We started construction on this project in May of 2021. So we're over 2 years, but even before construction started, there was a really rigorous environmental process that took about a decade. So this is something that's been that we've been looking at for a very long time, and we're very excited that we're almost ready to open it up to the public.
You know, driving up there, I see the road signs on I-15 have gone up for this new exit, and there's black over the words. You can't read what they say yet, I guess, till it opens. So can you tell me what it says behind the black tape?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know what it says. That's a mystery to me as well. I guess people will just have to wait and see. It can be a little surprise for them. I'm sure that will be removed when we open the corridor. So
this road is going to run from I-15 up toward, I guess, Syracuse, along the very, very west of Davis County. Mitch, tell everybody who lives in South Jordan and places where they wouldn't usually come in contact with this road, what the big deal is all about.
Yeah, it's a good question. So as most people can see, if they're driving along I-15, Davis County is experiencing tremendous growth, and a lot of that growth is happening west of I-15. So there's just a major need for another alternative to I-15 so people can commute north and south. We can take a little bit of pressure off of I-15 and just give people another option for when they're out traveling and commuting to wherever they need to go. So we're also adding 10 miles of trail with this project. So if people don't, if they don't want to use their vehicles, they can use the trail, they can bike or they can walk, whatever they want to do. But yeah, in essence, it's really important because we're seeing so much tremendous growth. And a lot of the growth, like I said, is on the west side. And this is just going to give people another option and hopefully improve people's quality of life. They won't be stuck in traffic. They'll be able to move freer and just get from here to there easier.
So, the name is kind of clunky, though, West Davis Corridor. Is there any plan to come up with a name maybe in honor of someone or the desert highway or something that's a little more interesting than West Davis Corridor?
Well, you know what? I hate to tell you, but the name that we're going to officially call it is even more boring than West Davis Corridor. So the road is simply going to be known as State Route 177. And people will, just because of the process that we've gone through, and this is, like I said before, this has been on the collective radar for a long time. So people will probably still refer to it as the West Davis Highway. But for our purposes, we're not giving it any other name than just simply SR-177.
That's kind of boring. But the road's going to be most welcome, especially the bike trails that are going to be alongside. Thanks so much. UDOT spokesperson Mitch Shaw, what day does it officially open?
So we open January 6th. We're going to have a little kind of celebration at 10 a.m. on January 6th. And that's open to anybody from the public who wants to come. They'll get on 950 North in Farmington and basically head west until you run into the corridor. We'll have a little walk, run kind of event. And then at 11:30 on January 6th, the highway will be open to the public.
Mitch Shaw from UDOT.